We begin in Afghanistan here for this segment. Our troops fighting in Afghanistan are dealing with a threat that we reported on yesterday, but the scale of which we want to set into some context in this discussion this morning. Yesterday, we reported on an Afghan pilot who opened fire on NATO troops, killing 6 American soldiers and 2 other NATO troops. And it's certainly not the first time that Afghan soldiers have been responsible one way or another for casualties in the NATO operation in Afghanistan. According to Stars and Stripes, at least 38 coalition troops have been killed by Afghan security forces undergoing routine training. And 2 weeks ago, 5 NATO troops were killed by a Taliban suicide bomber who enlisted as an Afghan National Army soldier. Joining us now to talk about what this means is Bill Murphy, Jr., reporter in Washington for Stars and Stripes. Bill, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, John.
And Thomas Barfield, professor of anthropology at Boston University and the author of Afghanistan, A Cultural and Political History. He joins us from Boston. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Bill, let me just ask the straight-out question. How can a training operation be bloodier for NATO troops than combat operations? Because that's really the portrait you're painting in Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. This is absolutely a threat. It's a big threat, and I think we've seen the numbers are growing. I think it's also important to put it a little bit in context, though. I don't know that it's bloodier. In fact, that I'm sure we're still at the point where IEDs are a much bigger killer, and firefights with external enemy are a much bigger killer. But at the same time, we are seeing higher numbers, unfortunately, of situations where for whatever reason, be it a Taliban infiltrator or an argument that gets out of hand, for whatever reason, the soldiers, the police, the security guards that American and coalition soldiers are training and, fighting on the same side with are, for whatever reason, turning their weapons on the coalition.
Bill Murphy, Jr. is Washington reporter for Stars and Stripes. Turning now to Thomas Barfield, professor of anthropology at Boston University. Excluding, professor, for a moment, the deliberate infiltration scenario for some of these casualties, where you can fully imagine as a tactic of war, the Taliban would try to infiltrate Afghan police and get at NATO that way. And we've already seen many incidents of that. There was the case of the CIA bombing, which killed so many CIA operatives in Afghanistan almost a year ago. But excluding that scenario, what are the drivers of tension between Afghan soldiers, Afghan police, who are supposed to be working with NATO, not shooting at them?
Well, a lot of these things seem to be taking place under training, and we are trying to ramp up the recruitment of Afghan soldiers. And I think one of the problems is quality control. In the American military, we sort of have tests for psychological stability. I don't think we do that in Afghanistan. The other thing is we're bringing in a large number of people who are not used to discipline and trying to impose it on them. That's a basic part of military training. But on the other hand, when you give people that are not fully trained and they get angry, they've got guns.
And, Professor, we've already seen, in reporting this week about the jailbreak in Kandahar, where the notion of security at a prison in Afghanistan seems to be at odds with any traditional notion of what constitutes security in Afghanistan. I mean, is the mission to have Afghanistan take over security in many ways a pretty questionable one all the way around based on these differences that you've described?
Well, Afghanistan has provided security for itself in the past. Between 1929 and 78, it had 50 years of peace, a relatively weak government, but no trouble inside the country. It knows how to do this. I think one of the problems is trying to ramp up a very large army in the midst of a conflict, and also with the problems of having a Karzai government, which many people that do not support the Taliban are not particularly enthusiastic about the Karzai government. So we have an unreliable ally on our side, which makes the task all the more difficult.
It's Thomas Barfield, who's the author of the book Afghanistan, A Cultural and Political History, talking about tensions between Afghan soldiers and police and NATO soldiers. So, Bill Murphy, Jr., you heard what the professor said there. What is the Army and the Pentagon saying about the ability of NATO and U.S. troops to not create more problems as they're trying to solve them in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I mean, that's an important point. I think one of the issues is that perhaps NATO wasn't tracking these types of incidents specifically. You know, we've done our reporting, and part of what we did was we went out and just reviewed media reports, and in some cases talked to soldiers, talked to families to say, you know, what was the incident here? Because a lot of these, you'll see earlier on, you'll see incidents simply reported as, you know, soldiers were killed by enemy fire or in an encounter with enemy troops. And, you know, of course that's true, but it's not necessarily complete when you look at it in the context of this.
So, Bill, let me just say, before we go, is there a sense of trust? You've talked to the soldiers, as you've just mentioned, that the person you're sitting next to there at the training table might actually pull out a gun and blow you away?
Yeah, I think you have to be concerned about that. I was talking with a soldier the other day that was wounded in an incident like this, and there was a point he made that was really poignant to me. He'd been shot by an Afghan policeman, shot in the legs, and the policeman had killed a couple of other American troops in the incident. It happened in just a matter of seconds. But when you look down at who's working on him, keeping him alive, it's an American soldier and another Afghan police officer. Wow. So I think, you know, going through this person's head is, somebody in this uniform just shot me, and somebody in this uniform is trying to save me. And I think that goes to the core of, you know, it's important, you know, it's key to the whole strategy as we understand it of what NATO's pursuing there. But it can't help be in the back of a soldier's mind.
Bill Murphy, Jr., Washington reporter for Stars and Stripes. That's the takeaway. The same uniform that shot the soldier is also the same uniform of the police officer trying to save the soldier. We also spoke with Thomas Barfield, professor of anthropology at Boston University and the author of Afghanistan, A Cultural and Political History, talking about the tensions driving the relationship between NATO soldiers and Afghan troops and police in the wake of some violent incidents that have killed NATO troops. Thanks to both of you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.